And greetings, everyone, and welcome to Buzz for Good, where we talk all things nonprofit, the people they serve, and the good they do. And on today's show, I have some musical treats for you to enjoy. We are buzzing about the Blue Ridge Jamboree On the Rise showcase of up-and-coming musical talent that will be featured on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center in Roanoke. The event is being hosted by the nonprofit Friends of the Blue Ridge. And Buzz for Good is proud and honored to be the sponsor of the Jamboree, along with Mass General Store and Partners in Financial Planning. On today's show, we are going to talk to and enjoy the music of four of the acts that will be in the show. Addie Levy, a 21-year-old artist who now splits her time between her home in Radford and Nashville. A Mighty Friendly Mountain Band, made up of the Hello Siblings from Floyd County. Aspiring Broadway performer Riley Parks, 14 years old, from Roanoke. And another family band, Newfound Gap, from North Carolina. But first, my name is Michael Hemphill. I'm the creator and host of this radio show, Buzz for Good, as well as the TV show, Buzz, that airs every Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Blue Ridge PBS, where we feature nonprofit organizations and partner them with creative marketing professionals who donate their time and talent, helping these nonprofits achieve more buzz. And you can find out more about our work on our website, buzzforgood.com. That's buzz, B-U-Z-Z, number four, good.com, as well as our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube, all at Buzz for Good. I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors, the Roanoke Cultural Endowment, which is working to provide a long-term funding solution for Roanoke's arts and cultural organizations. That's roanokeculturalendowment.org. Friendship, a senior living retirement community for residents in the Roanoke Valley. More at friendship.us. Partners in Financial Planning, a Southwest Virginia financial management firm. partnersinfinancialplanning.com. And Freedom First, where people bank for good. freedomfirst.com. Now, the Blue Ridge Jamboree is being hosted by Friends of the Blue Ridge and will feature our region's top artists, ages 25 and younger, on November the 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Jefferson Center in Roanoke. From bluegrass bands and gospel singers to Southwest Virginia's preeminent children's choir, the Blue Ridge Jamboree will feature these artists, including A Mighty Friendly Mountain, Addie Levy Trio, Appalachian Roots, Bela Davis, The Brothers Young, Meg Corbett, Shmyla Dungy, Newfound Gap, Old Time Rowdies, Riley Parks, Roanoke Valley Children's Choir, and 610 Jazz. Friends of the Blue Ridge Executive Director Julie Whalen says, quote, "Our mission is to celebrate the ecological beauty and cultural vitality of this Blue Ridge region we're all fortunate to call home, and part of that involves inspiring our next generation to be caretakers of that heritage. We are delighted that so many talented young musicians auditioned to be part of this special event. Each act is going to receive up to $500 for performing at the Blue Ridge Jamboree, and all proceeds from the event will support Friends of the Blue Ridge's Lynn Davis Scholarship Program, which provides $1,000 scholarships to high school seniors who are seeking a college degrees such as environmental science or cultural studies that will one day enhance the Blue Ridge region. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $6 for children ages 2 to 12. More information and to purchase tickets at blueridgefriends.org or blueridgejamboree.com. We are going to start our show today with my conversation with one of the headline acts of the Jamboree and the MC of the event, Addie Levy.
Well, I've been recording some fiddle stuff and I'm losing my voice, so I'm squeaking all over the place, so don't mind me.
All good, all good. Hopefully you'll get your voice back at least by November 2nd.
Oh yeah, I hope a good bit before that.
So I'm welcoming here to Buzz for Good, Addie Levy, who is a multi-talented musician from Southwest Virginia. Addie, let me start with, you know, if you were walking onto a stage and no one in the audience knew who you were, how would you introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Addie Levy. I'm from the southwest part of Virginia. I've been playing bluegrass my whole life, and now I'm ready to play for y'all. I'm a full-time musician that's based in Nashville now. So, I kind of live between Virginia and Radford, Virginia, and Nashville.
Okay.
So I go back and forth.
Well, I want to dive into that in a little bit. But not only are you going to be performing at the Blue Ridge Jamboree, you're also going to be the MC of the event.
I am. I promise I'll sound better then.
Well, kind of, you know, you said you've been performing all of your life and, you know, bluegrass music. So how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Listening and to some of your recordings, you sound a whole lot older than 21, but you've been doing this for, you've been doing this for a long time. So you're a pro for sure.
I've been performing in bands since I was 10. So it's been most of my life. Yeah. I was with a group called Gravel Road from 10 to 15. And then a group called Gate 10 from 16 to 19.
And now you are on your own, but also...
I play solo. I play with a couple different groups, and then I work for a bunch of other bands. So I'm a hired gun in Nashville. So I get to work for other musicians all around. The main group that I was subbing for this year was a group called Brothers Comatose. So they're based out of California. I've done for work for a couple local acts as well, but Brothers Comatose was my primary for the year.
So, Addie, once again, you're going to be one of our featured artists. Not only you're going to be performing solo, but also Eric plus Addie. Who is Eric?
My husband.
Okay, so I wanted to get him in there. So Eric and Addie plus Addie Levy Trio, you're going to be performing at the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November the 2nd at Jefferson Center. You're also going to be the MC of the event. And you've been doing this bluegrass music from Southwest Virginia since the age of 10. How did you get introduced to the music to begin with?
Well, I've grown up around it because it's so prevalent in our area. And then I met Dolly Parton's old band leader, Gary Biscuit Davis, who's a banjo player based in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And he had encouraged me to start playing music. And I got to go to the Floyd Country Store's Bluegrass Jam. And that's what got me started in bluegrass, because I found a community of other young musicians that were playing.
Okay. And so what instrument were you playing during this time? Or what instrument?
I started on guitar.
Okay. And then went on to, are you still just guitar?
No, I'm primarily a mandolin player. So I moved on to mandolin within the year. Learned both of them. And then I play fiddle and I play upright bass as well.
Wow. So you could be like a whole quartet just into yourself.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite instrument?
Mandolin, definitely.
Okay. What is it about the mandolin that resonates with you?
I don't know. It's just like, it's been what I've played for a long time, and it just, feels like home. I think it's an extremely versatile instrument, and I love the drive that it provides for a band.
When a mandolin's playing, you definitely know it's playing. It is such a unique sound, but so, I don't know, comforting and exciting all at once. It's just one of my favorite instruments too.
Oh, absolutely.
What is it about bluegrass that just grabbed you from the beginning?
I don't know. When I was younger, it really felt like a happy music. It was uplifting in the musical aspects of it. It wasn't really lyrically, but and I just felt like it was something I could dance to, and I loved playing and hearing it. And so when I got into playing music, it was really inviting to have a community-based music. So the bluegrass community and a band situation are all really tight knit, and all the instruments rely on each other to make the sound. So it's like having a little family when you play.
Nice. Do you have other members of your own family, you know, growing up that were also bluegrass musicians?
My dad plays guitar, but he wasn't into bluegrass. He just played guitar, mostly country music, but he kind of went into bluegrass when I started playing. But not many bluegrass musicians in my family now.
Well, once again, join here on Buzz for Good by Addie Levy, who will be one of the featured artists at the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November the 2nd at Jefferson Center in Roanoke. More information can be found at blueridgejamboree.com or blueridgefriends.org, since it's being hosted by Friends of the Blue Ridge. Was there a moment that you recall where you realized or decided, you know, this is what I want to do with my life, be a professional musician?
Well, for a long time I was kind of set on working in the behind the scenes of music, but after COVID I got to go back to work at Dollywood. I've been performing with Dollywood for 8 years. And when I got back, they'd offered me a longer contract than they originally do. They usually had me come in like once a year for at least a month. But as they extended my contract, I realized that performance and music was something that I would be able to do full time.
And what were you doing at Dollywood?
I was a musician for the park, so I was one of the roaming performers at the time. So I got to walk around the park and interact with guests. I've worn a couple different hats there now, but that was what started me out there.
Seems like that would be a pretty, I don't know, intimidating prospect. Or what did you learn from that experience that's helping you now?
It was really great to learn how to interact with people, because there's no stage, there's no.
No separation.
Excuse me. Yeah, there's no wall. So really getting that one-on-one interaction and seeing people either who are genuinely interested in the music and want to ask questions, or the people that want to go ride roller coasters. There's a whole mix. So it was really cool to get that engagement with folks.
Your husband, Eric, how did y'all meet?
Well, we met at my church when I was 13 years old. So we've known each other for a long time, and we ended up starting dating, I think, when I was a sophomore in high school.
And now you perform together. So you obviously
We do.
you don't get tired of each other.
No, not yet. We got married back in May. We don't get to perform together a lot. He's a full-time student at Virginia Tech, but it's always a lot of fun when we get to.
So you mentioned that you kind of split your time between here and Nashville. Like, how much time are you in Nashville right now? And is that the ultimate destination for you?
So I've been in Nashville starting back in May. I had an opportunity to move to Nashville to work in a residency that they had there, which ended up ending shortly. So the move to Nashville was not a planned one, but the Lord opens doors you walk through. So I've been in Nashville full time since about May, but at the end of October, I'm going to come back to Virginia and kind of base out of here for a little bit and go back and forth during slow season in Nashville. Because this is when all the tours wind down, bands kind of slow down for the year. There's not outdoor festivals, so everything gets a little nice and calm for a couple months before we hit it running in 2024.
Excellent. Well, what does 2024 hold for you?
I'm not sure yet. There's a couple things in the works that I'm looking forward to hopefully working out for me, but just keeping your head held high and keep walking.
I love it. Well, meanwhile, we have 2023 to look forward to, and specifically November the 2nd, when you are the headlining act at the Blue Ridge Jamboree on the Rise talent showcase for artists aged 25 and younger at the Jefferson Center in Roanoke. Concert starts at 7 p.m. Tickets just $15. So go to blueridgejamboree.com or blueridgefriends.org.
So my first single debuted on back in August. It's called Blue Mountain. It was written about the mountains of Virginia,
I've listened to it.
and
It's beautiful.
thank you. It features Trey Hensley on guitar, who is the International Bluegrass Music Association's Guitar Player of the Year this year. And then the bass player Jared Hausman is playing with me at Friends of the Blue Ridge program, the Jamboree. For Addie Levy Trio. And then the banjo player on that track is also from Southwest Virginia.
Okay, and so they're all featured on Blue Mountain, and we'll listen to that now. That is such a beautiful song. Bravo. So is that your first single?
It is.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And for a lot more of Addie Levy, the Addie Levy Trio, as well as Eric and Addie, where she's joined with her husband, you can come to the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November 2nd at the Jefferson Center. You'll also be able to listen a lot to Addie since she is the MC of the event. So, Addie, thank you so much for making the time for us here today, and looking forward to seeing and, more importantly, hearing from you on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, it is my pleasure to welcome to Buzz for Good a mighty, friendly mountain. We got three people on screen here. We have Pelly, hello. We have Ren, hello. And we have EP, hello. Welcome to Buzz for Good.
Thank you. We're happy to meet you.
All right. So I'm assuming with the last name of hello for each of you, you must be siblings.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we, if the three of you were walking out on stage in a full audience and no one knew who you were, how would you introduce yourselves?
I'd probably say, like, we're a mighty friendly mountain. We're a family band from Floyd, Virginia. We love to play Appalachian music, like old tunes and songs and ballads.
Okay. And what instruments do you play, EP?
I play guitar mainly. I also play banjo, working on fiddle, sometimes mess around on a bass. Want to do everything. Only can do a couple of them well.
Right. And you can only probably just play one at a time, so that's okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Ren, how about you?
I play mostly banjo and some guitar.
All right. And now, Pelly, I've seen some music videos of y'all, and I think, I don't know if I've heard you actually play an instrument yet, but you are dancing and singing.
Yes. I play guitar.
Play guitar. Okay. Yeah. For the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November the 2nd, will you be playing an instrument for that, or will you be dancing and singing, Pelly?
Dancing and singing.
Okay. All right. Well, I love watching and hearing you do both. So that's going to be great. Let me ask you this. How did you guys get started playing Appalachian music?
Music has definitely been a part of our lives for all our lives. We haven't really played a ton, but we've always had music in the house and instruments in the house. But I, like, 5 years ago, we started in the jams program. And that got us going. And since then, we've had private lessons. We're continuing to be in the jams program, but and camps and different things like that.
Right. In the jam program, you're talking about junior Appalachian musicians?
Yes.
Okay, great. And y'all are based in Floyd County?
Yes, we are.
I love it. Have you ever performed in Roanoke before?
No, we have not.
Okay, so this will be your first time. Now, EP. Yeah. I'm assuming you're the one who's speaking the most here. Are you the oldest?
Yes. Of you? Yes, I am.
Okay. I figured as much. What is it about, you know, Appalachian music that inspired you to want to start playing an instrument?
At least for me, I really enjoy the aspect of the social aspect of it. And it's fun. We can go and play with friends and at festivals and compete, but I think the funnest part is that it can be a community too.
Yeah.
Even though we do enjoy just performing, I think the best thing about it is that we have friends who it's a fun way to hang out and have fun.
Ren, what about you?
Probably mostly the same as her, and I just was like playing by myself also.
Yeah. And Pelly?
Pretty much the same as her and Andy.
Is Appalachian music your favorite kind of music? Or do you like other types as well, other genres?
I like a lot of different types of genres.
Yeah.
I'll go through phases of liking different things. But I do enjoy listening to Appalachian music.
I imagine it's also, I hear what you're saying about the communal aspect of it.
Yeah.
But also, the instruments that you play are pretty portable. You can throw them in the back of a car. And, head off somewhere and just pull it out and start playing. It's not like a piano or
no,
or you know, an electric guitar where you've got to bring an amplifier, or drums. I mean, you've got this instrument that's just right there, ready to go.
Yeah, that is.
You sent in for your audition to the Blue Ridge Jamboree a performance. I'd like for you to introduce it now, and then I'm going to play it here on the show.
All right. So the first video we sent in was an original tune called Camp Cherry Ridge that Ren wrote.
Okay. And so tell me, what does the name come from?
It comes from a ridge that is very near our house that me and my little brother Pelly have made a couple of forts on.
Yeah, they've spent a bunch of time up there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, here's Camp Cherry Ridge. That was spectacular. I love it. And so,
thank you.
So, Ren, not only are you an accomplished musician, but I mean, you're also an accomplished composer, it sounds like. Is that something you want to do as well, kind of moving forward in life?
Yes, definitely. I do enjoy writing music.
All right, lovely. Well, I am talking to the three stars of A Mighty Friendly Mountain. They are based in Floyd County, and they will be performing along with many other talented young musicians on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center in Roanoke for the Blue Ridge Jamboree, an event that's being hosted by Friends of the Blue Ridge. And for more information and for tickets, just $15 an adult, you can go to BlueRidgeJamboree.com or BlueRidgeFriends.org. So it's the three of you. Pelly, at some point, I imagine you're going to want to do more than just dancing, but you're going to pull out that guitar and you're going to start performing more with your brother and sister. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starting to do it.
Okay. What does the future hold for you guys? Is this something that you all three want to do, you know, moving forward in life and have your own band? Or is this something that you like just doing on the side and have other career aspirations?
I mean, personally for me, I definitely want to keep doing it, and it's a really great thing. I know that it's probably not the most realistic thing to rely on. There's the joke of like an old time you can make tens of dollars. And I know it's not gonna, it's really hard to make it music a full-time job, but I definitely want to continue doing it throughout the rest of my life.
Wonderful. And Ren, how about you?
Yeah, I don't really think of it as like a career, but I definitely think about it as like a way to meet new people and just way to have fun moving forward in life as an adult and a kid.
I love it. All right. And last but not least, Pelly. What about you?
the same as Evie and Ren.
Anything you got to add to that?
No. All right. Well, my good friends from A Mighty Friendly Mountain, looking forward to seeing and more importantly, hearing from you on November 2nd at the Jefferson Center in Roanoke for the Blue Ridge Jamboree. Thank you guys so much for chatting with us today and for sharing your gifts for our event on November 2nd.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And yes. We're real excited.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Y'all take care.
You too.
It is my pleasure to welcome Riley Parks to Buzz for Good. Riley will be one of our featured artists in the Blue Ridge Jamboree on the Rye Showcase on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center. Hey, Riley.
Hello.
Well, it's great to see you again. Now, you and I, we go way back, and I'll get to that in a second. But for our listeners who are just tuning in, you know, if you are on stage and you are introducing yourself to an audience, what do you say about yourself to let them know who you are?
Well, I'd probably start with my name and my age. I'm Riley Parks and I'm 14 years old. Then I'd want to say probably where I go to school and who I train with. So I go to school at James Madison and I train with Kevin Jones. And then I probably introduce what I'm doing on the stage, whether I'm singing a song, doing a monologue, performing a show, and then I introduce that.
Lovely. Well, we'll get to what you're going to be performing at the Blue Ridge Jamboree in a second. But you and I, as I mentioned earlier, go way back to, I want to say you were maybe 7. And you were at that time, Roanoke Catholic School. And I was working at Roanoke Catholic School. I had 3 daughters who were there. And I led the choir at Roanoke Catholic. And I remember your mom introducing me to you because you were contemplating auditioning for maybe like a Mill Mountain Theater production or maybe Virginia Children's Theater production. I forget what it was. And so we went to our little rehearsal studio and I, you know, played a little scales on the keyboard. And out of this little bitty body comes this fabulous big voice. And that was the beginning, I think, of the Riley Parks extravaganza that we're now here celebrating. Well, so let me ask you this. What do you recall, you know, way back when, what made you want to be a singer on stage, a performer on stage?
Well, I used to listen to a lot of music. I still do. And I remember hearing these artists sing and watching them on stage. And I was like, wait, I can do this. I can sing. I can be just like them, which made me want to do theater.
Hmm. Any particular artists?
Well, a big inspiration to me is probably Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Big voice. Great talent. And so kind of take us on your musical journey since you first started.
Well, when I was very little, and I'm talking 5 years old, I used to sit in my basement. I'd get all my stuffed animals, set them in a line, and perform at concerts for them. So that was my first concert, I guess.
Right.
And then I eventually moved to doing theater. So it was actually my mom who told me, hey, Riley, RCS is having a Beauty and the Beast production, you should audition. And I was like, no, I shouldn't, I'm too shy. And I eventually did, and it was so much fun. And I was like, wait, I should do so much more of this. And that's when I discovered Mill Mountain and VCT. It was you that helped me audition for Sound and Music at Mill Mountain, which really helped me get started with singing.
Yeah. And so since then, you've done a lot of Virginia Children's Theater. You've done a lot of Mill Mountain Theater. Describe some of the parts that you have performed through the years.
Well, I've done Gretel in Sound and Music. I've done Young Allison in Fun Home. I've done Wendy in Peter and Wendy, Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and Violet Beauregard in Willy Wonka. Those are some of my top 5.
And what are you working on right now?
Currently, I'm not in a show, but I will be in Newsies at James Madison.
Awesome. And for the Blue Ridge Jamboree, what are you going to be performing?
I'll be performing On My Way from Violet and The Joke by Brandi Carlile.
Oh, lovely, lovely. All right, well, let's take a moment to listen to The Joke by Brandi Carlile, performed by Riley Parks. That was The Joke, written by Brandi Carlile and performed here by Riley Parks, a 14-year-old Roanoke musician who will be performing at the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center. It's an event that's being put on by the Friends of the Blue Ridge. And for more information, you can go to blueridgefriends.org or BlueRidgeJamboree.com. Riley, you're at James Madison Middle School right now. How do you see the next few years of your life playing out from middle school into high school, as far as, you know, theatrically and musically?
I definitely see a lot of theater. I'm currently training right now, doing a lot of acting, vocal, and dance training to kind of well-round and perfect my craft.
Okay.
And I'm definitely going to do a lot more singing things with vocal performances, mm-hmm. and a lot more theater.
And what's the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is either to get signed to a record company or to be on Broadway.
Or maybe both?
Or both.
Okay, so one more time, we're joined here on Buzz for Good by Riley Parks, who's a 14-year-old at James Madison Middle School, who's going to be performing at the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center. Well, Riley, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us today on Buzz for Good, and look forward to seeing and hearing from you on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center.
Thank you so much.
And last but not least on today's Buzz for Good, I got to talk with the three siblings who make up the band Newfound Gap, located near Asheville, North Carolina. Though when I started my interview, I did not realize that they were siblings. Though I should have, as our Zoom conversation started with big sister Bayla trying to change the screen from her mother's name to the band's.
Hold on, I'm trying to switch our name so it's not our mom's name. Okay.
Oh, I got you. Oh, there you go. I like it. Yeah, so now we have Newfound Gap on there. That's your name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is so nice to meet the three of you. How about we get started here by, for those people who are just listening and can't see you, if you, all three of you were on stage and you had to introduce yourself to an audience who didn't know anything about you,
yeah,
what would you say?
I don't know. I guess we would introduce ourselves, how old are we, what instrument we play, and where we started off.
And probably where we're from, too.
I think that's a great start. So how about we go for it? Each of y'all, one at a time.
All right.
Want me to go?
Yeah, say how long you've been playing, your name.
So I'm Sylvie. I'm the fiddle player for the band. And I started off at the jam program. And started it when I was 6 years old. So I've been playing for about 7 years, almost 8.
All right. When you say the jam program, you're talking about Junior Appalachian Musicians.
Yes, sir.
Which is an awesome program for those of you listening in who don't know about it. And you can learn more about them. I believe the website is jamkids.org, right? But basically it teaches youth all throughout, I think it's Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, maybe even South Carolina, how to play old-time music.
Yeah.
All right, so you're the fiddle player.
Yes, sir.
Okay, next up.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Awesome. I am Bayla Davis. I'm the oldest out of the three. I'm 15 years old, and I'm the banjo player. I play mainly clawhammer old time, mountain music style in the band, but I also do a little bit of two finger from the north and some three finger bluegrass. I also started in the jam program 9 years ago, so I've been playing for almost 10 years starting in January.
Okay. All right.
I'm Judah. I'm 12 years old, and this is my 6th year playing guitar, and I also started in the jam program.
Nice. Now, Bayla?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a guess here. You're the one seated in the middle.
Yeah.
You're also the oldest, and I get a sense that you seem a little like the most confident. Are you the leader of this group?
We always like to fight about this, actually. We all agree that we're all equally leaders, but I think I'm a little bit more outgoing. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. But yeah, usually I like to call myself the leader, but the conversation never ends all on one page, so...
Well, and I see Sylvie and Judah behind you kind of shaking their heads like, no, yeah, she's not the leader. She may be the loudest, but she's not the leader.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we are so excited to have you on stage on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center for our Blue Ridge Jamboree On the Rise Talent Showcase. Now, your band is Newfound Gap. Where is Newfound Gap?
It is, we live in Leicester, North Carolina, right where,
Asheville is near.
Yeah, near Asheville, where, I forgot his name, Bascom Lamar Lunsford was born and where he's buried. And we live right across the street from that. And I think we planned on naming our band Newfound Gap because whenever we go up to Virginia and Eastern, or like Northern North Carolina, for gigs and festivals, we always take this one road, Newfound Gap. Okay. That's right across the street from us, and it's just a super, super, super long, not really a highway, just a two-way road that's super pretty and super beautiful. Leicester is known for a whole bunch of churches and a lot of old buildings, and not a whole, it's not really a town. It's just basically just an area of just a whole bunch of how of just old houses. And
What we would call a wide place in the road, right?
And we always take this Newfound Gap Road. We were gonna name it Newfound Gap Road, but we just thought Newfound Gap was a little cooler. And we always take that road with the band and some of our younger siblings, and we take that road, and it takes us mainly more than halfway to where we're always going. And so we thought that was a really cool name for our band.
I love it. All right, so Newfound Gap. Well, we'll be performing on November the 2nd at the Blue Ridge Jamboree at the Jefferson Center in Roanoke. Do you guys perform in Virginia a lot?
Usually, yeah, we've done a couple.
A couple is an understatement. We played a lot in Virginia, mainly. When we were really young, a lot younger, like when I was about maybe like 12, a couple years ago, we started doing fiddlers conventions. And I think that's kind of how we got known up there. It's just because we went to a lot of conventions, and I think people remembered us because we're there's seven kids in our family, so I think they always remember all the young musicians playing at the conventions. And we formed the band a couple of maybe 1 or 2 years ago after we started getting real into it. And so Virginia's kind of been like our second home because everyone just kind of knows us, and it's like going on vacation over and over and over again to play gigs and festivals. So I feel like we get a lot of gigs and festivals, and we go to a lot of conventions up there.
Now, when you say your family, are y'all literally in the same family? Oh, okay. I did not realize that. I thought y'all were kind of like just three good friends from, that area. Okay. So you're all, so we got two sisters and a brother. Are there, who's the most talented person in your family?
Me. Sylvie
I
raised
see.
her hand.
I
Judah's
see.
nodding to himself.
But you have younger siblings as well who are
We
also
do,
okay.
yeah. We have four more other than us that are younger.
And are they all musicians too?
Yeah,
All except one.
all except one,
Well,
yeah.
Ollie's kind of playing guitar.
He's trying his best. Ollie is just turned four, and he's trying to learn guitar, but I don't think we call it, I don't think it's official yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is there going to come a day when Newfound Gap is more than just three people?
Oh yeah. We're
Oh
working
yeah.
on it right now,
Yeah,
actually.
we're actually working on it. The fourth oldest, or the fourth to, I don't know what you would call that, but our sister right under Judah is turning 11 in a few months, and she plays mainly the mandolin, but she's picked up the bass.
Okay.
And we've really been wanting to play with a bass player. We play with a couple friends. Sometimes we'll add a fan, not a fan, a friend to our to our gig, and we will and they'll like play mandolin or bass. But since Emmy's gotten into our younger sister Emmy has gotten into playing bass, she's actually started joining us on a couple songs, and I think hopefully it's gonna become an entire set, and I think she's gonna be a part of the band soon.
All right, well, once again, we have here on Buzz for Good, Bayla, Sylvie, and Judah Davis, who are all the three stars of Newfound Gap coming from North Carolina to Roanoke for the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November the 2nd at the Jefferson Center. Have you all ever performed in Roanoke before?
Think
I don't
so.
think we have.
No.
No. I think it's a little bit more never eat soggy waffles. I think it's a little bit more west. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that loud. I think it's a little bit more western Virginia than what we usually do.
Wait. For those of you who are just listening to this and did not get to see Bayla as she was doing her directions, she pointed up and she said, "What?
I said never eat soggy waffles.
Northeast, Southwest, never eat soggy waffles." And she realized that Roanoke is in the direction of the waffles from the Newfound Gap. Gotcha. That was hilarious.
Sorry.
Well, so why don't you introduce one of the songs that you're going to be
Well, actually, introduce one of the songs that you sent into the Blue Ridge Jamboree for your audition, and I'll play it here.
Okay, which one do you think we should introduce?
Whichever one you like more.
I think our favorite has been recently Ruben's Train.
Okay.
There's not a whole bunch of background to it, and not a whole bunch of people know it in the Mountain Music Old Time area. But for bluegrass, they call it Train 45, and we heard it on, I forgot what record it was that I first heard it on, or Spotify.
We just heard it on Spotify.
We just heard it on Spotify. I heard it on a record, but I forgot. Roscoe Holcomb, I think was his name, and he played it, and I really liked it. And then Sylvie and Judah found it on an online music app, and we really liked it. And our band teacher, Brian McDowell, who's a professional musician, he's won Winfield a couple times as well. He taught us that song a couple months ago, back in, I think, June, and we picked it up, and that's been our favorite song. Because I really like singing, but June and Sylvie really like playing fast. And I think that was the first song we ever learned that is shredding, like, real fast. But I can also sing to it, and it's super fun to play, too.
All right. So, once again, the name of the song is?
Ruben's Train.
Ruben's Train, and here it is. Awesome. I cannot wait to hear the full Newfound Gap band and see you guys in person on November 2nd at the Jefferson Center for the Blue Ridge Jamboree. more information for tickets, just $15 for adults, $6 for kids, go to BlueRidgeJamboree.com or BlueRidgeFriends.org. Well, guys, let me ask you this to kind of close out this part of the show. Where do you see yourselves in 10 years? I'm assuming that this is something that you want to do for your life career. Yeah.
I think it's all super different between us. Judah, what do you?
I would hope to play guitar for a living, but I know it's kind of hard to make music as a living. So I know there are other things that I would like to do.
Okay. And Sylvie, how about you?
I would like to keep fiddle as kind of a side gig thing that I do on the weekends. I want to be a pediatrician when I'm older. So I don't want to play fiddle as like my main job, but maybe if like Bayla's on tour and everything, and maybe she comes around home once in a while, then she'll invite me for a gig or two around Asheville and I'll come and play it with her.
Okay. And so it sounds like Bayla, this is something you want to do for a career.
Yeah. I definitely, this is kind of the only thing that I plan on doing in the future. I signed up for the Jamboree as a solo as well. And I told this to the interviewer is that I'm really into teaching my siblings, even though sometimes it's a little difficult just because we're all siblings and we like to hold grudges against each other. And so sometimes my younger sister will not want me to teach her. But overall, I love teaching younger kids. And I really want to do that when I'm older. And at first, a couple years ago, I just planned on playing and teaching in the jam program where I learned. But recently I had went to a convention and I heard of a school up in Virginia that y'all might know, the handmade school in Floyd, Virginia.
Yeah.
And they had a completely different style than I had ever heard. And there's what I know is that there's two different types of mountain music styles. The one that's from Mount Airy and Galax, which is super different from where we come from, which is like Leicester, Madison County area. And I thought it was an amazing idea to open up a school just for their type of music. But I wondered why there wasn't a school just for our type of style of music in Madison County and Leicester. And so that's kind of my main goal in life, is to open up kind of my own school and teach some other kids my own type of style.
All right. Well, all the way from North Carolina, Newfound Gap, with Judah, Bayla, and Sylvie Davis, we cannot wait to hear you perform on stage at the Jefferson Center on November the 2nd for the Blue Ridge Jamboree. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today on Buzz for Good.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
When we wake up, then we make love. It makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck.
Now, there will be many more artists performing at the Blue Ridge Jamboree on November the 2nd. See the full listing and buy your tickets now at BlueRidgeJamboree.com or BlueRidgeFriends.org. One of these artists is Shamila Dungee from Roanoke, who is performing here. And we will close out today's show with this performance by the Roanoke Valley Children's Choir, Let It Shine. All of these artists will be shining November 2nd at the Blue Ridge Jamboree at the Jefferson Center in Roanoke, and I hope to see you there. Bye now.